I'm Eric Harley. We're at the Mid-America Trucking Show. Always great to sit down with our friend, a great country music performer and driver, Tony Justice. Tony, how are you, man?
Good, Eric. How you doing, buddy?
You know, I'm doing great. You know, we a couple of weeks ago, we posted your new song with Aaron Tippin on the video to it on our Facebook page. What a great response we have. We're going to talk more about that. Tell us about yourself. For those who don't know, give us some background on Tony Justice.
Well, some background on me is I was born in California. I moved to from L.A. area to eastern Appalachian Kentucky.
Yeah, wow.
Pretty big culture shock, but I was 3 years old. So
wow.
I don't remember a whole lot of that, but I grew up in the South. Thankfully, I think it's one of the best things my mom and dad done for me was moving me out of California. Nothing against California, but I just seemed to fit right in with Southern
sure.
things. So,
right.
But anyway, I grew up in a religious home. My dad was a truck driver, owner-operator. He had three coal trucks that he ran in the East Kentucky area back in the 70s and early 80s when coal was really booming.
Yeah, sure.
So I grew up, in church and around country music and always liked big trucks, fast cars, and good country song.
You know? There you go. And so now you've got, right now, at least two of those three elements very much at work in your life. You're still driving truck, right?
Yeah. I was telling someone the other day that every time I decide to get on the CB, if I get tired and maybe sing a line of a song, somebody always says, "Driver, don't quit your day job." So I haven't quit my day job yet, and still, supporting the family by driving the truck, and fortunate to be able to do that and still work on the music.
And perform, and that's what's great is that, for those, and we love telling people that you're still out there on the road driving truck, and you're singing about truck driving, singing some really great songs for those drivers, and they really connect. And it's when they know that it's a driver, and we think that's important, that singing about it, they know that they've got that experience, you've got that experience, and so as you sing it, it's coming from the heart.
Yeah, I mean, it puts us in a unique situation to where, a lot of times you have fans that feel like they can relate to an artist, like Merle Haggard always kind of related to the blue-collar folks in the country, and to be, still working like we are and out there in the trenches, with all the drivers going through the same DOT stuff and traffic and weather, I mean, they know it's real. And there's not a whole lot these days that's real anymore. So it's put us in a really unique position. And, I think it's really helped us.
Yeah, you touched on something because it seems like you guys and gals are drowning in regulation. There's just so much more. It's just the world of trucking is just crazier and crazier what drivers have to put up with every single day and everything that they have to know and do and staying compliant and staying profitable, staying above water and all of that. And the music really just brings it down to a level where you can just, relax, enjoy it, and take something in that is really, for a lot of them, very personal. I know it is for you. New project with Aaron Tippin. I mentioned the video. We put it on our Facebook page. And what a great response that we had. Tell us how this project came to be.
Well, we were talking about it earlier, and there's some things that you can't make happen, money or people that that have a lot of influence. It was just one of those things that was meant to be the way it all unfolded. We ended up co-writing the album with the Country Music Hall of Fame songwriter and Grammy-winning songwriter Kim Williams, which I refer to him as the Dale Earnhardt of songwriters. He's he's got number one hits from Johnny Cash to I call them Rascals, Rascal Flatts, that's a big generation gap. And
sure.
His writing never aged, and it just changed with the times. And
we
were fortunate to get him to come on board and co-write this album. My producer introduced me to him and told him I was fixing to do a new album. He was interested in getting involved, so we were up there writing the very first day writing with him, and I was just nervous as a cat on a tin roof, writing with this guy. And we get right in the middle of writing one of the songs for the CD, and he just he goes, "Hold on a minute, boys, hold on, I got to play you something." And he got on his laptop, and he said, "I want you to hear this song," and he played Brothers on the Highway. And immediately I recognized that was George Strait singing that song, and he got finished playing. He said, you need to put that on your album. I said, that's George Strait singing that song, isn't it? He said, yeah. I said, I don't think, you know, I said, I don't think I need to be recording a song George Strait did. I mean, he, you know, that's King George. It's just some things you don't do. And he said, no. He said, you should record it. He said, you know, you drive trucks. That's what you do. You could put more heart into it than anybody and put your own spin on it. So long story short, he talked me into recording that song. And I probably wouldn't have done it. I'd been too nervous to cut a George Strait cut. So, you know, everything happened. And then Aaron come along. And me and a buddy of mine, Bill Weaver, we talk a lot on the phone, you know, while I'm out trucking. And we asked, well, wouldn't it be cool if we get Aaron on there? So, you know, he used to drive trucks. And a lot of people really respect his name in the trucking industry. And he's just a down-to-earth, blue-collar guy, you know.
Sure.
He's just average Joe, you know.
Yeah.
And, I mean, lo and behold, 3 weeks later, what was just an ideal one night came true, you know, in Nashville. And
wow.
Kim Williams wrote Blue Angel, which is one of Aaron's bigger hits.
Sure.
So
right.
There was a connection there, and they were doing a benefit in Nashville. And Kim said, you got to come down, and I'll introduce you to him, and, you know, we'll just see what happens.
Right.
And so we met, and he's like, man, I'd love to be on your album. You know, so that'd be cool to do that. So it just everything just fell in place from the song to Aaron.
Wow, that is terrific. How great is that? He was with us at this show several years ago. Mm-hmm. What a great guy, you know, just down to earth. It's funny because we were supposed to do a radio interview one night, and he missed it. He says, well, you know, I had done some work out, you know, and out there in the farm, and then I came in and got cleaned up and put the kids to bed, and sorry, I just went to bed and felt, wait a minute, what do you mean? He goes, no, that's the life I live now. You know, he's living, you know, doing his music his way. He's doing, you know, so many great things, you know, that a lot of artists struggle to do, you know, and he's really, I think, just a terrific artist. And you guys sound a lot alike. I probably wouldn't have put it together before the project, mm-hmm. but you guys really have some really, you know, you've got that signature sound of yours and his, and it blends so well. Did you guys notice that when you were working together?
I don't think none of us really realized how good our voices blended until it was all said and done, and we're sitting there listening to it.
It went so well.
Yeah, it did. I mean,
it was just terrific. Terrific.
One of those things that never happened, you know.
Yeah.
Come together.
What's next for Tony Justice?
I don't know. You know, we had a great meeting a while ago. I talked to some people with Cheryl Rotella, you know, about some future shows. You know, I'm hoping to play every truck show in America one
sure.
day.
Sure.
I just want to go from truck show to truck show. That's,
yeah.
You know, my goal. You know, we got signed a management deal with Irv Woolsey and the Irv Woolsey Group. Which he manages George Strait and
right.
Dirks
wow.
Bentley and Leanne yeah. Womack and, you know, just a lot
wow.
of people.
Wow.
To have those guys, you know, pay attention and to get their attention with what we've accomplished, he was just really blown away that we've sold 50,000 CDs as an independent artist. And,
yeah.
You know, and it's a day and time where no one's buying CDs. And,
well, yeah, I was going to say,
artist,
you know, if you were a well-known artist and you're selling 50,000 these days, because a lot of people just aren't selling their music. The music is free here. It's free there.
Yeah.
And this generation listens to music differently. Being able to sell that music out there, 50,000 as an unsigned artist is just amazing. That's an amazing feat.
Yeah, he was really impressed. You know, he kind of went on and on. He said, you know, because it's just me and my wife that's worked on this, you know,
yeah.
mostly in the last 5-6 years. And, of course, you know, Pilot opened the door for us
sure.
and gave us
right.
the first chance at distribution. And, you know, we did a 3-month exclusive with those guys. And when that 3-month exclusive was up, it was like a wildfire. We were on all 6 major chains within 7 months after that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, amazing.
You know, it's been a lot of people, you know, help. It's
yep.
just, you know, it's a people business. And,
yep.
and we've worked hard. We've earned a lot of people's respect
sure.
now.
Yeah.
And we still got some more people. We got to figure out SiriusXM. We want to get
yeah.
we want to get airplay. I think
sure.
I think we deserve it.
Sure. Your music always deserves it, and it's really great. I'm glad we could share it with our audience. I'm glad you're here sharing it with the drivers at the Mid-America show at the Red Eye Radio booth. It's just terrific seeing you, catching up with you, and I know it's onward and up upward for you. The website again is, if they want to go directly,
TonyJusticeMusic.com.
TonyJusticeMusic.com. You got to go check it out. Yep. And, if you haven't seen the video, you got to check out the video. The video.
It's got some cool
by the way, sponsors like, Chrome Shop Mafia, Four State Trucks.
You know, we're real fortunate to have Brian and Bryce Martin, you know, support my music and get behind us. They actually sponsored the video, and Chris Fifey with Big Rig Videos flew up from Florida and spent a couple of days shooting the videos. So, you know, once again, people helping out.
Some of the Boss Man's top customers are in that video, I think. I've seen those trucks.
Yeah, a lot of nice trucks in the video. Yeah. If you're a fan of big trucks and chicken lights and chrome, you got to check that video
it's
out.
Great. But, it's great.
So yeah, it's and then the folks at Stay Loaded are doing a lot right now to help us. They come on board and Blue Tiger.
Yeah,
they've supported us 4 years now, I guess. So
love it.
So
love
a
it.
Lot of people really
love it. You know, and we love talking to you. Great to catch up with you. Thank you so much for being here, Tony Justice. Continued success, brother, and we'll talk to you again soon.
And thanks to you guys for always having me. Let me be a part of what you got going on truck shows. It's very appreciated.
You bet.